With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The Trump administration has sued New York City over its sanctuary city policies. Correspondent Ben Thomas.
Trump officials blamed the city's sanctuary policies for the weekend shooting of an off-duty, ununiformed U.S. Customs and Border Protection officer in a Manhattan park. The lawsuit says one of the suspects had been released following an arrest last year, despite an active detainer. The mayor's office says Adams supports the essence of the city's policies, but has urged the city council to re-examine them.
Former U.S. Representative George Santos set to begin serving a 7-year prison sentence for the fraud charges that got him ousted from Congress. The New York Republican is slated to report to federal prison this afternoon. It's unclear where he'll serve his time. He served less than a year in Congress. The U.S. Department of Agriculture will move thousands of employees out of the nation's capital in a reorganization. The agency says will put them closer to customers while saving money.
The Trump administration is shutting down some Washington, D.C. area offices of the U.S. Department of Agriculture with a plan to scatter half the positions, about 2,600 workers, to field hubs in Raleigh, Kansas City, Indianapolis, Fort Collins, and Salt Lake City. The union representing federal workers criticized the move as a ploy to cut jobs. Many workers with ties to the D.C., Maryland, Northern Virginia area will retire or are unlikely to relocate.
Correspondent Jennifer King says Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins made the announcement. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says deportation flights from the remote Everglades immigration lockup known as Alligator Alcatraz began in the past few days. DeSantis said the flights operated by the Department of Homeland Security have transferred about 100 detainees from the Immigration Detention Center to other countries. Stocks are higher on Wall Street, the Dow up 95 points. This is SRN News. An unusual response to drug problems in Toronto.
Officials in the Canadian city are responding to a surge in narcotics use by handing out so-called harm reduction kits. They include syringes for shooting drugs and pipes for smoking drugs and some contraceptives as well. Pro-family groups and clergymen are decrying the kits, but Toronto officials say they believe the program will keep people who use drugs safer while using them. The kits do not contain any information about how to get off drugs. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Columbia University reaching a deal with the Trump administration to pay more than $220 million to the federal government. This will restore taxpayer funding to the school that was canceled in the name of combating anti-Semitism on campus. The Ivy League school will also pay $21 million to resolve civil rights violations against Jewish employees that occurred following the Hamas attack on Israel. This is SRN News. RNC Chairman Michael Wadley expected to run for an open Senate seat in North Carolina next year. Bob Agnew reports.
Politico was the first to report that Wadley has decided to run for the seat soon to be vacated by Republican Tom Tillis, and that he did so after President Trump's daughter-in-law, Laura Trump, decided not to run. Wadley enjoys the full support of President Trump. He is expected to square off against popular former Democrat Governor Roy Cooper. Both men are expected to make their candidacies official in the next several days. Bob Agnew reporting.
Ranchers in southern Mexico face rising costs and limited government help to help battle a flesh-eating parasite. Mexico building a plant in Chiapas to produce sterile New World screw-worm flies to stop the spread, but it won't be ready until next year. Medicine prices have soared in the meanwhile. The U.S. closed the border again this week to Mexican cattle exports after an infected animal was found. More details at SRNnews.com.